USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Afghanistan Provisional Government has failed. At least three people were killed Monday at the Kabul airport amid Taliban takeover in the city. The Taliban overran the capital city of Kabul over the weekend as President Biden stayed on vacation. The Taliban are now the 35th largest air force in the world, thanks to U.S. assets left behind. Former ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, on Bloomberg TV last week, says the Afghan government will not survive.
It is beyond disingenuous for the president to say now we've made all these inputs and that's up to them to fight for their own country when he embraced the process and he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, guaranteeing that the government would probably not survive.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior al-Qaeda operatives. The death toll from Haiti's 7.2 magnitude earthquake climbed to nearly 1,300 people on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Attention businesses of all sizes affected by COVID-19. The federal government has introduced the Employee Retention Credit. It's a new relief program that allows you to collect up to $14,000 per employee. If your business was forced to close due to COVID-19 or you lost 20% or more of your sales, you may qualify for free financial relief. There's no limit to the amount you can file for, and you don't have to pay the money back. Call the ERC program experts today. They'll explain to you how much you qualify for and how fast the funds can be in your business bank account. To find out if you qualify for the ERC program, call the IPG Law Group right now for details. There's no upfront cost to you, and you could receive up to $14,000 per employee. Call right now for details. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197.